escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone.
Yes! Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
What a call from Scott Fransky. In the moment, hitting it on the head there. And you know, as I hear it again, Hugh, Scott, I don't know if Scott realized the weight of what he was saying, but he's probably right.
What's that?
He may never hit a bigger home run in his life. I mean, unless he hits a home run to win the World Series. That's it. I mean, that's probably, and that's, I don't mean that as any sort of negative. It's a great moment. But, like, what a call by Scott to kind of nail the importance of that.
Scott scared me yesterday, too. Well, he scared out of me yesterday.
I can imagine Scott Fransky scares many people. It doesn't come off as scary.
No, because, you know, we were locked in the show. He was banging on the glass.
We were at the stadium, yeah.
I
see you get startled. I was like, what's going on out there?
No,
Scott.
It was just funny.
Yeah, what a moment. The bedlam at the break. All right, coming up later in the show, I'm going to rank my five favorite Bryce Harper moments in his Phillies tenure so far. Jack Fritz will join us coming up at 12 o'clock. Jack was with me on evenings during the pursuit of Bryce Harper, and we literally talked about a Harper rumor every night for like three straight months because the thing just dragged into February. It was a fun time, and the Phillies, of course, landed a player that has become one of the best they've had. And I think this tenure, I think the Bryce Harper era with the Phillies is a success, even if they don't win a World Series. Mr. Ring Culture Douglas over here disagrees. Early on, though, in the poll, a couple polls up today, Hugh, people are agreeing with you. Go ahead. A little victory lap, Douglas.
Well, no,
peacock
not
and Douglas.
Because mm-hmm, I think I almost feel like a lawyer on a day-to-day basis, and I have to litigate my case.
Yeah, and you're losing.
And the fans, you people, they listen to what I'm saying, and I have to make a compelling argument.
Have you listened to what you people say about you?
No, I don't listen to you people because you people say mean stuff.
Yeah, they do.
For the most part. But I think if you lay out a compelling argument, mm-hmm, a lot of times people can because they need to understand where you're coming from.
Gotcha.
So I did a great job of framing where I was coming from. So that's what it is. Thank you. Thank you for all those people that are voting in my favor.
We're doing thank yous at 11:03?
Yeah, it's we're going on vacation.
Okay,
we about to turn up.
Yeah. Aren't you here next week? You're not on vacation.
I'm here.
I'm literally
vacation. I got like, what, 3 days? I got 3 days of debaucherize.
Yeah. Is that what's going on this weekend?
Not really.
Speaking of that, let me get to the poll about Hugh Douglas going to his community block party. Can the Bryce Harper Phillies era be a success without a World Series championship? 68% saying no. They're with Hugh. 32% with me. But this is actually the poll question I am more interested in. Should Hugh Douglas attend his community block party on July 4th? Skip and Claymont, of course, wants him to go there. Okay. Yes at 83%. No at 17%. Fran, where do you come down on this? Should Hugh go to the block party tomorrow?
I mean, it's an obvious yes. I think he, I mean, Hugh, I know you talked about the whole socializing thing. You got to break out of your shell a little bit, man.
I break out of my shell every day I crack this mic. It's a good idea. No, I break out of my shell every day I crack this
mic. I think you should go to the block party tomorrow, socialize with the neighbors, skip and Claymont, get the keys back, the whole thing.
Don't you want to give good vibes out to the neighborhood? Yeah. Like, you don't want to just be like, ah, oh, there's Hugh again. Like,
no,
you
know, I don't really care about the vibes. You know.
But you Francisco, should, though. You should.
Francisco, I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. Not a fan of small talk. Not a fan of breaking the ice conversations. Not a fan of, so what do you do now? And then I say, oh, I work at WIP. Oh, I listen to that station every
you
day.
You really scarred by that, this one conversation
well,
last
it's,
week.
It's, you're scarred. It carried over yesterday a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, went to the leasing office.
Sometimes people struggle with small talk.
Well,
they don't know what to say.
Just say hi.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, hi. That works. Like, just saying hi works. I mean, I'm not an ogre, but when you have the small talk friend, I don't feel like answering stupid questions.
Yeah, so what do you want to talk about? What would you rather talk about?
I would like to talk about nothing.
That's not a conversation.
Well, I would like to sit there, and if we talk, say if we strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, for whatever reason, I tend to gravitate more towards people that have, like, witty banter. You know, like you meet somebody. Like, one time, I remember I was downtown, and dude was trying to, he was pulling out, and I was trying to pull where he was going.
Okay.
So
like a parking spot?
Yeah, yeah, a parking spot. So he's pointing one way, and I'm pointing the other way. And so we started yelling and screaming at each other. Like, F you this. And we're yelling and screaming. And he looked, and he was like, and you have a nice day. And I say, and you have a nice day too. I tend to, because to me that's real.
Okay.
That's a real person that's having a real conversation.
So basically, you're asking your neighbors at the block party to say, "Hey, bleep you, you."
Yeah, to be rude. No, you want them to be rude.
Not, yeah. Yell at you, curse at you.
I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying. I like genuine people.
I understand. I get that.
You know what I'm saying? I like to talk to genuine people, and there I'm pretty sure there's people out there that have interacted with me that kind of feel that it's those cookie cutter like. Generic conversations that, hey, so what are you thinking of birds? Or when did you play? Oh, did you play with that? Dog, if you're not an Eagles fan, that's fine. You don't need to be. You could just have a conversation or the ones with this. Oh, I really love these. You're a big guy. Did you play? You must have played football. And I'll just say, yeah, back in the day.
The funny thing is with the opposite people don't get those. Like, no one looks at me and says, you're not that big. You probably didn't play a high-level sports.
No,
you're right. I'm
now,
not that big.
Most of the conversation I've gotten lately is about you.
Is it about me?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
okay. Like,
you enjoy those.
Yeah.
Well, I defend my partner. Because people will say, how do you work with Joe Gilliland? I said, man, listen, Joe's a fan, and I respect his opinion. And I'll leave it at that. And we might get to, you know, communicate a little bit after that. But I'm okay with those. Mm. It's those generic, hey, you know, you're a big guy. You know, hey, right, what do you do for a living?
I think it'd be good for you to go to the block party tomorrow.
I ain't going.
Yeah, I think it'd be good. Well, you and Skip and everyone in Claymont, that's where Hugh should go.
Hugh, I also want to say, like, in the pre-show meeting the other day, you brought up, like, the new Superman movie.
Yes.
Like, what if someone wanted to talk to you about that?
We can talk about that. We can chop it up.
So why don't you put it on the air right now? Put out stuff there. Oh, this is why I want to talk about people so we can not small talk.
I would find that funny. I am not, like I said, I'm not an ogre. I like to have real conversations.
How about you give the community a list of approved topics, and then everyone will present you those topics. Superman.
No.
Yeah.
You can pull it out for somebody if they need it. Like, yeah, this is what we can talk about.
Yeah, these are my topics.
I don't, like, uh-uh. Mm-mm.
Okay, we'll
see if we can convince
Hugh by the end of the show to go to this block party tomorrow. All right, let's get this out of the way now while I'm in a good mood. Cowboy Jim is up. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Being a top five caller, Jay from West Philly is a great caller.
He is a moron. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
He should lead off every day.
He makes less sense every time he calls this radio station. It doesn't make any sense.
I have nonsense, but he brings it to you, Joe. Joe, you're going to need a vacation after that.
Well, I am. That's why I took his call earlier today, because I am going on vacation, so I can at least unwind after that nonsense.
Hugh,
yes.
You do not need to go to this block party.
I'm not going.
Why did I take this call? How is this helping us?
to be surrounded by a bunch of Chris from Middletowns and Aaron from San Diego's. He doesn't want to be around people like that.
Chris is a good dude. I like Chris.
Chris is a fun guy. Yeah.
Chris is fun.
He's come to a lot of our events.
You know, what did I say? He's like 5'2". I didn't know they could stack garbage that high. You want to be around someone like that?
This might not be the week to talk about stacking garbage.
Speaking of garbage, we got a little bit of a situation
here.
Yeah,
we got a problem. After July 4th, that garbage is going to be piling up.
Yeah,
we
got
to figure this out.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, listen, but you just go... Hugh would be better off driving to the new Buc-ee's, okay? Even if the traffic stunk, he'd be by himself enjoying his drive, going to Buc-ee's rather than being around a bunch of morons, you know, in the neighborhood. I mean, he doesn't want that.
I like being around real people, man.
Well, maybe the people around you are real. You don't know until you meet them.
No, it's
socialized.
I've met a few non-athletic nerds.
He doesn't want to be around.
That's
that.
Who he hangs out all day here at WIP. Myself, exactly. Fran, Kyle. What are we?
He wants Jasmine and Honeysuckle. He doesn't want nerds. Okay, he doesn't want that.
Okay. Well, but then what do you count as here?
I love your previous caller, typical Philly fan. It's okay not to win a championship. I just enjoy watching my favorite player.
Well, that's not what he said. That wasn't what he said.
That's what a typical, you know, for me, listen, Danny White, Tony Romo, Dak Prescott, they are nothing to me unless they win a championship.
But why do I care about Tony Romo?
In Philadelphia, it's, AI and Harper and McNabb and blah, blah. They just wish they had won something. No, Cowboy fans are like, no, you bring a championship and that's it. You're done.
But Jim, obviously, the team there had a lot of success before those guys. So without success, it doesn't measure up. I can be real. The Phillies didn't have all that. So the Bryce Harper era is one of the best in franchise history. That's enough of Jim. I got to deal with Jim and Jay in one morning. What are we doing?
You getting ready to go on vacation? This shouldn't matter.
Well, but I have to. But again, it's still annoying.
You got to get through the day.
Yeah, I got to get through the day. And I'm going to the block party tomorrow. You're not, apparently.
Well, I'm not going to my community.
All right. After he was called out, Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how we doing?
What in the world is going on? Why would you guys put on Stewart as Jim? A Cowboys fan that has a fetish of enjoying to call in an arch rival's radio station. What is that? I don't understand that.
Well, it gives me an excuse to yell at him. I like yelling at people sometimes.
Do us all a favor, Stewardess Jim. We need blankets. We need peanuts. Make it happen.
That is so disrespectful.
It's real, though. It is.
Look, you're coming right to his defense, Mister. Hey, give me a bottle of bourbon, and I'll be anybody's buddy.
Everyone knows this now. Aaron, get him. Get him, Aaron.
Wait a minute. I caught it straight. I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying he all right.
Why is he all right?
You're hanging out with Nate Newton.
You're taking bribes from Cowboy fans. I'm going to start calling you a sellout, Hugh. I'm sorry.
Wow. Wait a minute. Nate, sellout Nate, Douglas.
Nate Newton is a friend of mine.
And whose golf outing did you go to the other day?
Eric Williams.
Yeah. Wow. Hey.
Well, I went to school.
Fraternizing with the enemy.
And
we're, a bunch of old people now. What are you talking about?
Dude, are you going to have dinner with Stefanski and Larry Allen? Is that what's next or what?
Well, Larry Allen's he's not here. But if he was, then if the big fella wanted to go to dinner, I mean, you know, we'll reminisce a little bit. I mean, we don't play anymore. I still root for the Eagles, and I still hate the Cowboys. And I let Nate know that every time that we talk. As a matter of fact, Eric took a shot yesterday and said, about time we start winning championships.
Oh, I mean, but and you'll hang out with these people?
Well, you know.
You won't hang out with your neighbors, but you hang out with the Cowboys.
Well, because the conversations are a little bit more lively.
I can imagine.
They're a little bit more lively.
All right, Aaron, what do you got on the Harper era here? A success without a World Series?
Hugh, I completely understand your whole thing with not going to the block party. In my profession, when people find out what I do, they want to talk about it. And the last thing I want to talk about when I have my day off is work. Do for work.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I don't mind talking sports. But when you start, hey, what do you think the Eagles are going to do this year? Listen to the show.
So hold on. But
I'm going to start telling them to go to the Odyssey app.
That's how you be neighborly. Hey, Hugh, what do you think my Eagles are
doing? Listen to the Odyssey app.
Why don't you go to the
Odyssey
app?
That's promotion, though.
That is promotion, yeah.
I'm not going to say it in a rude way.
No, you know, you can give them like a little snippet. Like, you know what? I think this, but you want to hear the rest, you go to the Odyssey app, you check that out. Like a little tease, yeah.
My guess is that you want to get in with good with you, talk about zombie flicks. Talk about superheroes, and you'll fit right in with
Talk about Tubi, the acting community.
Talk about all of that.
Yeah, how's that going, by the way?
I mean, but that's easier to communicate about real – that's a real conversation, though.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know what I mean?
But if people don't know you well enough, they might before I knew you, right, the first thing I might have talked to you about was, like, the Eagles. But now I know you, so I know you have a lot of interests, and I know you want to be an actor, so I critique you for that. I mean, like, maybe they don't know you yet.
But how about this? If you want to get to know somebody – don't open up with talking about the Eagles because that's kind of, you know.
Yeah,
I know that's
an icebreaker.
Anything can be an icebreaker when you meet somebody.
No, but now, to be fair, it's not just an icebreaker for you. It's kind of like an icebreaker in this area for anyone. Right? Like, you were an Eagle, so you feel it differently.
Yeah, but
anyone just says, like, go Birds. Like, no, that's kind of an icebreaker.
Go Birds is an icebreaker. Yeah, that's better than, what do you do for
now, an icebreaker for you is talking about the Cowboys, too. But, hey. Let's get to the topic at hand today, right?
All right, what do you got on Bryce? Is this a success even without a World Series?
I want to start my opinion off with saying that I have nothing but love for Bryce Harper. Got nothing for love for any Philadelphia athlete that has played for, you know, a long period of time in this city. Because as fans, we are absolutely the most critical, and we are brutal.
But now here you're going to hit us with the but.
Okay. Bryce Harper, somebody posted on social media his stats of the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had some great moments. But the stats over the last 6 years have been very, very underwhelming. And unfortunately, you know, you've got the head of the class is going to be the 2008 Phillies. It's going to be the 1980 Phillies. It's going to be the Steve Carltons, the Mike Schmidts, the Pete Roses, it's going to be the Jimmy Rollins, it's going to be the Ryan Howards, the Chase Utleys, you know, the Flying Hawaiian, Shane Victorino. And then there's going to be the, you know, Bryce Harper. You know, unfortunately, without a championship, he's just a $300 million man. And I love the guy. I love the guy to death, and I root for him every day, and I want him to have success.
I think you're underselling it. Just the $300 million man, as if he didn't hit a home run to put him in a World Series? I mean, that happened.
Hey, guess what? Guess what?
What?
Let me answer this question for me. Who was the runner-up in the 1993? I'm sorry. Let's not do that one. Who was the runner-up in the 1996 World Series?
The Braves?
You're guessing.
No, I know. It was the Yankees beat the Braves. I
mean, okay. The point is that nobody remembers the World Series runners-up.
He killed them.
And this city now, especially, and this is why I am such
The 93 Phillies aren't remembered. The 93 Phillies aren't remembered. What are you talking about?
That's they're only remembered in Philadelphia. If you
well, that's where we are, Aaron.
In America,
we're on WIP.
The 1993 World Series. They would have to go to Google. They'd have to Google it.
I don't care about other people in America. I care about everyone here and Hughes' neighbors in Claymont.
History,
that's what I care about.
History does not remember second place. All they remember are champions.
That's okay? Baloney.
And
I don't believe that.
That is why I am such a proponent, and you call it the Super
Half
Bowl
our air
syndrome.
Staff played on the 04 Eagles. What do you mean nobody remembers runners-up?
Jalen Hurts will go down in history.
Now we're back to this.
Greatest Philadelphia athlete of all time.
You're insane. I mean, you've lost your mind. Mike Schmidt's the greatest third baseman that ever played the game. How
right,
is Jalen Hurts going to top that? What?
He's a world champion, but he's not the quarterback of a Super Bowl winning team. He did not take his team to two Super Bowls in 3 years. I love Mike Schmidt. Growing up as a kid, he was my guy.
How did we get back to Jalen?
Because he's a champion. That's why. He's a Super Bowl
They're
champion.
They're all champions, Aaron. That's the
I
way
hate
it works.
To say this. I hate to say this. You want to feel good about Jalen, and you want to have confidence about Jalen?
I'm talking about Bryce.
Go back and watch the NFC Championship game.
He was awesome.
That Donovan played in.
Oh, well, Donovan.
For as great of a quarterback as Donovan was, he had just as many rug burners.
I know.
Putting the ball on the ground, costing his team the road to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I remember it. What does that have to do with Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper is going to be he's going to be loved in Philadelphia because the way that he I'm looking for it. What's the word?
Endeared himself to the city.
Right, he became part of the Philadelphia sports culture.
The fabric, the fabric of the city.
He endeared himself to the fans,
mm-hmm.
and we appreciate that. And then his efforts, the moments that he's had on the field. Is fantastic. But there's one thing, and this is what we have to realize because this is now a championship city. That without a championship, you're not going to be the king of the mountain. You're not going to be the supreme ruler.
So, Aaron, I'll meet you in the middle on that. Fine. And a good phone call. Yes, without a championship, he's not the best athlete in Philadelphia history. I didn't say he was.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. It would feel almost incomplete without a championship. I agree on that. My point is, though, the whole era could still be a success without that. Now, Hugh, part of the reality is we're 6.5 years in, right? We're Harper at the half. What are the next 6.5 years going to look like? So I was listening this morning when I was driving, and they had a doctor on, and he was trying to go through possibilities of what it could be and what the risk is. Hugh, the honest answer is I don't know what his next 6.5 years look like. I mean, you said the other day you think there's a chance – he has one more great year left in his body when he gets back to feeling good. Maybe. I mean, he could. We also probably have seen the best of Bryce Harper, if we're being totally honest. He's got a wrist issue. He's 32 now. I think we've probably seen the best of him for an extended period. So that also plays into it. Hugh, I have no idea how great he's going to be the next 6.5 years. Like, when he got here, if you asked me to guess the first half of the contract, I think I could have guessed it, like, pretty close, his numbers. I would have said he's going to hit a bunch of home runs. He might win an MVP. He's going to be one of the 20 or 15 best hitters in baseball. I don't know. I mean, the next 6.5 years, is he going to be a top 25 hitter in baseball? I don't know.
That's a good question. I feel like I think he's going to bounce back. I think he's going to have a good next couple of years. This story isn't written yet, people. So this is fluid. So it's a good possibility, a good chance that this might be the year. Hopefully it's the year, because then it makes this conversation moot. But at the rate that he's going right now, Joe, there's something to what you're saying in his ability to perform.
Mm.
Maybe, and I hate to say this because I don't believe that to be the case, but there's a possibility that his best moments are behind him.
No, I think it's a real possibility. I mean, part of it is just natural, right? Like,
You're getting older.
Yeah.
You know, your body doesn't recover the way that it used to. And I would venture to say this as well. It's starting to weigh on Bryce a little bit, not winning a championship. Don't get fooled, people. The fact that when he leaves Washington, they win the World Series is not lost on him. He might not say anything about it.
It's got to eat at him.
He might not say anything about it. But in the back of his mind, that's something that he thinks about every day. And I think that's one of the reasons why he was so influential in trying to get other guys here. So for him, the money's nice. Like we all get to a point in our professional careers that you make a certain amount of money, you get to that point and you're happy about that. But the next level is the championship.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bryce is set for life. He ain't hurting. He got ends meeting like a mofo. So he ain't hurting on that end. It's that legacy that you're working on now. Because I tell you what, man, as you get older, like I didn't win the Super Bowl, but my consolation is I went to the Super Bowl. And that's because I had to adjust my mindset. It was no choice of my own. I just had to do that. Now, if I had written my own story, we go out on top. And that's how you want it. Because I remember conversations vividly with some of my teammates after every Super Bowl that was played, after the one we played in, and would say, damn, what would have been like if we would have won one? So that's something that in the back of an athlete's mind, you know, you might the consolation might be the cash and the nice car that you're driving, but at the end of the day, it's about winning a championship because that's what you're remembered for. See, I'm all these old-ass dudes running around here with these old dusty-ass championship rings on. People remember those. Like, that means something. Like, you're a part of history no matter what happens. When you're gone off this earth, people are going to remember that. He was a part of that championship team. They ain't going to say he was a part of the NFC champions. They're going to say he was a world champion, and that means a lot.
Well, yeah, it's a different –
It's levels to this thing, man. And, you know, we all make – and especially nowadays, you're in a position, you're going to make a ton of money. But what makes you feel whole to me is winning that championship.
Yeah, I know. I get that. And he doesn't have that. And if he doesn't have that, it's probably going to gnaw at him forever. And it will be a hole in his career. I just feel as a Bryce Harper's tenure with the Phillies, I'll consider a success even if they don't win a World Series because it's revived this thing. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Where do you come down on this? We're Harper at the half. We're halfway through his contract. Obviously, he's played mostly extremely well, including an MVP. And he's hitting the postseason. But they haven't won. If the Phillies don't win a World Series, is this a success? All right, your calls on that. We'll get to some of what happened yesterday. Phillies split the doubleheader, and there is a lot of good going on with this pitching staff, but there is one spot that's not good right now. We'll discuss that. What should the Phillies do? What are their options as Mick Abel really struggled in the opener yesterday? That's next. Your phone calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/officialrules.